on down. I got your lunch ready.
Soup a la Fred.
Lamont, come on down. Lamont. Say, why'd you have to get all dressed up for lunch? Now I gotta put napkins on the table.
Well, I hope it's something light, Pop, because I gotta go someplace and I don't wanna eat too much.
Well, it's light, but it's filling. Cream of leftover meatloaf.
What's cream of leftover meatloaf?
Soup of the day.
Yeah, well, I'm not eating no soup that you made.
Listen. This soup is good. It's not like out the can. It's homemade. And it's good. You know, like this song. Mmm, good. Mmm, good. Sanford's meatloaf soup is mmm, good.
I'm not eating it, because you're always lapping in the soup. Nobody don't want to eat no soup after you done lapped in it.
I ain't been lapping in.
Then how you know it's good?
I smelled it.
But that's even worse, sniffing in the soup. Cream of dirty old man soup, and I ain't eating it.
You mean tell me I spent half of the morning over that hot stove, and you ain't gonna eat this soup?
Well, I told you I wasn't hungry in the first place, Pop. I got something to do.
Is that why you all dressed up?
Yeah, I got a very important interview this afternoon.
What kind of interview?
Well, I'll tell you if you promise not to go blabbing it all over the neighborhood.
My lips are locked.
Well, I'm going to see a man about getting a part in a movie. See, it's one of them low-budget films, and it's done by an independent film company. And they pay you $50 a day. And once the film comes out, I could be discovered.
Not tell anyone about Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Why don't you believe me?
Same reason I don't believe in Easter Bunny, because I got good sense.
See, that's the thing that makes me mad at you, Pop. That's the very thing that makes me mad at you, because any old dog or cat could come in here off the street and tell you that he was starting a movie career, and you'd be asking him for an autograph. But let me, your own flesh and blood, tell you the same thing, and you put me down. It's not right.
Well, any old dog or cat could have some talent.
And I suppose I don't have no talent, huh?
Well, you ain't got no talent to be a junk man. Maybe you could be a movie star.
You see that? You see that? Now, that's why I don't eat soup that you make, because you always lapping in it.
I ain't lapping in it. And you ain't gonna eat none?
No.
Then I was lapping in it. Say, what was this movie about anyway?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm going down to meet with the director and the producer. As a matter of fact, Rollo should have been here 10 minutes ago.
What? Rollo? Did you say Rollo?
Yeah, he's the one that told me about it.
But if you and Rollo gonna be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Well, I'm not gonna be a dummy much longer.
Listen, as long as there's a Rollo, you'll be a dummy. Because he takes advantage of you because you got an empty head. Your head is empty. That's why y'all make a good pair. Rollo and Hollow.
I don't want to talk about it no more, okay?
Good, and I ain't gonna say no more about it.
Thank you.
You got this on your own.
Right.
And I ain't gonna tell you what I'm thinking.
Good.
I think you're a bigger fool than I thought you were.
What's the matter with you? Huh? Come on in, Rollo.
Is that Rollo? I didn't know you came out in the daytime.
Come on, Rollo, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I don't have a picture of myself. You think I'm gonna need one?
Hey, man, I hope not, because I ain't got a picture of myself either. Mm.
Well, Rollo, why don't you go down to the post office and take one of your pictures down?
Come on, Rollo, let's go.
Wait a minute, I ain't through talking yet. Listen, Rollo, I don't like the way you always get my son messed up in your crazy schemes anyway.
Hey, Pops, this movie don't fall into that category. Hey, man, this movie's on the for real side, Jack.
Hey, Rollo, you ain't got to explain nothing to him.
Oh, yes, I do. My joke is a joke. Why you always treat me like a criminal when I come over here, Mr. Sanford?
Because I want you to feel at home.
Hey, you behind the times, Mr. Sanford. This is the golden age of filmmaking for the black man. Hey, And those studios out there searching high and low for star material like myself and Lamont.
That's right, Pop. Black is very profitable right now, man. Studios out in Hollywood is coming out with black films faster than cars are coming off the assembly lines.
Yeah, from what I've seen in some of them, you ought to send them back for correction like they do them cars that come off the assembly lines. See, in the old days, movies were movies and stars were stars. Louise Beaver, Rex Ingram, Lena Horne. See, but nowadays, any fool they cut loose from a football team, right away they stick him in front of the camera and call it a movie.
Hey, you got to crawl before you walk, Jack. Personally, I'm happy to be numbered among the brothers taking these great strides forward.
Hey, me too.
Hey, and even if I don't make it, it won't be because I didn't try. And I don't plan to spend the rest of my life pumping gas and changing oil.
And I don't plan to spend the rest of my life selling junk.
Then why don't you pump gas, Nora, and you go sell some junk?
Come on, man, let's get out of here.
Hey, wait a minute. I want to show you, man, this ink jive nonsense we're in, too.
Was that a summons?
This is our passport out of the valley of the shadow of poverty and straight into the splendor that is Beverly Hills.
And up the river to the penitentiary.
Hey, come on, man. Let's get in the wind.
How'd they go frickin' frack two big-time movie stars? Wanted. That sounds like Rollo already. Wanted, black movie actors and actresses for exciting films by a revolutionary independent film company. Yes, that means you, Mr. and Miss Untapped Talent. Are you tired of a lackluster life? Well, this is your chance to take your rightful place with the stars and the celebrities that you've watched through the years. You too can be a movie star. No previous experience needed. Yeah. Them two dummies can be a movie star, so can I. And they don't have the profile I got. And I know I can act. Ronald Coleman. If I were king, the stars would be your jury. And the sun would be your light if I were king. Charles Lawton. Come here, Mr. Christian.
Yeah, come on in. Can I help you?
My son, Lamont Savage, his friend came down in. He left this with me in case I want to come down here and get in the movie, too.
Oh, you must mean those two guys that just got here. Mm. Yeah, wait a minute. Sit down. Hello, Don. Can you come in here a minute? So, you want to be in pictures, huh?
Yes.
You ever done any acting?
Well, I played Santa Claus in a pageant back in St. Louis.
No fooling.
Yeah, I still remember some of the words. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a rat.
Isn't that mouse?
Rat, this pageant was in the ghetto.
Oh, Don, this gentleman here would like to work in pictures with us. Don's our director. What do you think?
I think we could find a place for him. Let me see. The harem scene. Wouldn't he be delicious?
Yeah. Good thinking, Don. Good thinking.
Yeah, it's good thinking, Don. It's good. What am I supposed to do now?
Well, you're supposed to go right through that door there and relax with your son and his friend, and we'll be right with you.
Okay. Say, listen. You want me to shave my beard off? I'll shave my beard off if you want me to.
No. You're absolutely perfect just the way you are.
I am, ain't I? Well, look who's here. Rockin' Tab.
Oh, no. What are you doing here? Did you follow us?
No, the man said that he could definitely use me and that I was perfect. And you know, that director said I was delicious. You know, I think that director is...
Say, Rollo, come here, man.
Hey, what kind of movie can this be if they're going to use him?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe they're just going to use him for the crowd scene.
All right, gentlemen. Don, let's go.
Yes, now, gentlemen, would you kindly undress down to your shorts?
Oh, yeah, oh, sure.
Did you say for us to get undressed?
Maybe so, just for our costumes, right, Jack?
Oh, I'm sorry you haven't even seen the script yet. You see, it's basically skeletal. We do a lot of improvisations. Why don't you take a look at the script yourself?
Oh, yeah, that's different. Script.
Ain't nobody got no clothes on.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're getting it.
I ain't getting nothing but the hell out of here.
Yeah, come on, Rollo.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys tell this was gonna be a nudie?
That's right. I ain't gonna be in no naked movie. I ain't no nudie.
You're already here. What do you got to lose?
You're gonna lose about 19 of your teeth and you don't care.
Come on, Pop, together. Come on, Pop. This is together.
Officer, what's the charge?
The charge? The charge is taking part in a pornographic movie.
What?
Come on, out, move it. You two, let's go.
Oh. Oh, I feel a big one. I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth. You hear that? But shut your eyes, honey. It's a nudie rap. Let me out of here, you hear that? Let me out of here. Hey, let me out of here. A jailbird. 65-year-old jailbird. I bet you they cut off my Social Security.
Hey, relax, Pop.
Hey, Mr. Sanford, you better calm down. Don't let this place get to you. Pretty soon you'll be stir crazy. Then they'll throw you in the hole.
You mean like they did Paul Muni and I was a fugitive from a chain gang?
That's it, exactly.
Oh, I couldn't take that. Hey, let me out of here. I'm innocent. I ain't do nothing. Let me out of here. You just wait until Ralph Abernathy finds out about this. Let me out of here.
Quiet down.
I want out. Let me out.
Knock it off.
I want to get out of here.
Say, old dude, what's wrong with you? Why don't you cancel all this noise you're making? Can't even hear my radio for you.
Listen, I'm a real sick man. I got to get out so I can get to my medicine, else I go like this. I mean, like this.
So?
So? Is that all you can say is so? What kind of brother are you? You must be a West Indian.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to let me out of here so I can make my one phone call.
One phone call? What one phone call is that, old dude?
The one phone call you get to make when you get arrested. If you've been watching Perry Mason, you know what phone call I'm talking
about. Yeah, he's right. We do get to make one phone call.
Okay, I'll let you make your one phone call if you be quiet.
Good.
Tell me, I'm...
Say, Pop, look, I'll make the phone call, okay?
See, I'm just gonna call Sparrow Tobin. You know Bubba's friend, Sparrow Tobin?
Who's Sparrow Tobin?
He's a part-time lawyer and delivery man down at Leo's Barbecue. See, today is Friday, so he'll be down there delivering at Leo's Barbecue.
Never mind, Pop, I know who to call, okay? I'll be right back.
You can say that again, Jack.
Hey, listen here.
Hey.
Where's the men's room?
Just turn around and aim yourself in that direction.
There?
There.
That's it?
Hey, what did you think it was, a goldfish bowl?
It's all out in the open. I ain't gonna never be able to use that.
I hope you don't get too long a sentence, then.
Say, listen. Give me a cigarette, will you?
I ain't got any. I thought you quit smoking anyway.
I did quit smoking, but when I get upset, I got to have me a cigarette. Say, anybody here got a cigarette?
Oh, Mr. Sanford.
Yeah, who is that?
Over here, Mr. Sanford, in the next cell.
What do you want?
I thought I heard you asking for a cigarette, and I thought I'd offer you one. Now, I don't know if these are your brand.
Oh, any brand's all right, as long as they ain't none of that Acapulco artichoke.
This could be very disconcerting the first time around. Sometimes you just need someone to hold your hand, so to speak. A man could get locked up here away from loved ones and sweethearts. It could get very lonely after a few weeks. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's my lighter.
What happened, man?
Everything's cool. I called up Aunt Esther, and she's on the way over here.
Hey, Esther? Good. You call Aunt Esther? Now everybody in town don't know about this.
Was Aunt Esther a talker or something?
Is she a talker? Her mouth so big you can put your head in it with your hat on.
Pop, we need Aunt Esther. Now she's the one with the habeas corpus.
Yeah, she got a big one of them, too.
I suppose you don't want Esther to get us out of here, huh? You just want to stay in here.
Maybe, if they give me a cell with a decent toilet.
Dinner is served.
This is dinner?
There's a fried rag bologna sandwich on toast, hot, warm milk, Tootsie Roll Pops. And I warm that up for you if you want me to. No? Well, bon appetit, amigo. Bon appetit.
How are you? Yeah, I can't eat this here. I can't eat it. I'm going on a hunger strike. You hear that, City Hall? I'm going on a hunger strike.
Would you quiet down? That's not going to help.
I can't eat no sandwiches. Sandwiches make me burp.
Hey, eat your Tootsie Roll Pop, Pop. That's good.
What a way to spend my last days. Sitting between two dummies sucking on a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Well, here they are, ma'am. Winking, blinking, and nod.
Hey, Aunt Esther, we glad to see you.
Well, I'm sure not glad to see you, at least not in jail.
Oh, why'd you shut up, Esther?
You just keep sucking on that sucker, sucker. And when I pull your chain, you bar. Otherwise, don't you say nothing. Lamont Sanford, I'm ashamed of you. If your mother was alive to see you right now, this would break her heart. This would kill her. Hey, you over there. Aren't you Rita Lawson's boy, Rollo?
Yes, ma'am.
Just wait till Rita hears about this. It's gonna break her heart.
Say, Aunt Esther, are you gonna help us get out of here?
They're checking it out upstairs. Fred Sanford, I'm glad my sister isn't here to see this and see the awful stain you put on our family.
Listen, Esther. I didn't put no stain on your family. Your family was stained when I met y'all.
Don't you talk about my family.
I talk about your family. Every time a baby was born, they had that ugly stain on them. That's right. That ugly stain. Even Ajax couldn't do nothing but a stain on them.
How dare you say something like that about my family? Why, you bean-eating bear hug.
Well, you keep calling me no family.
Just a minute, please. Please.
All right, now. Fred Sanford, Lamont Sanford, and Rollo Lawson.
Yeah, it's us. Yes.
And you're the men who were brought in here in conjunction with the raid on the pornographic film factory, right?
Yeah, but you know, we were framed. We're innocent.
Wait a minute, Pop. Now, don't spoil it for us.
Yeah, shut your double-breasted lips. You dirty old man.
Hey,
gonna let you respect.
Will you hold it, please?
Listen, you lady. Will you just chuck your big
quiet
basket, you...
Wait a minute. Thank you. We can get this thing all cleared up right away. Now, I'm sorry if your detention has inconvenienced you, gentlemen, but we had to check out your story. And you've been exonerated.
Hey, beautiful.
Say, can we get out of here now, Lieutenant?
That's right. Open up the gate and let him go.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
What?
Don't let him out yet.
What?
I got something to say to him.
Well, can't you say it to him out on the street?
These heathens ain't gonna stand still and listen to this. Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 5-7. Oh, shit. Thus said God the Lord, I the Lord have called you in righteousness to bring out the prisoners and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I don't hear no amen in there. Can I get an amen for chapter 42?
Oh, amen.
Amen. That's what you gotta do.
Well, all right. Let me hear something in there if you want to get out.
Listen, Esther, you're not the only one that knows something about the Bible. Remember this. He who keep running thy lippeth will get their lippeth splitted with one of these.
Oh, it's been a long, hard day. I think I'm going to turn in, Pop. You hear what I said? Hey, what are you reading?
I'm looking at the movie section. You think those porno movies ain't big these days? Listen, they're all over the place. Look at these. Nurses Night Out, Frank Daring and Bold. And here's another one, Sweets from Sweden. No one under 40 admitted. And here's another one. It's Sex on the High Seas. The story of a man, a woman, and a fish. They're disgusting, ain't they?
Yeah. A lot of people are getting pretty uptight about them pictures, Pop. They've been condemned in a whole lot of places.
Well, they should be condemned, and I'd be the first one to condemn them.
Yeah, well, you can do what you want to do without going to bed.
But you think I won't? You betcha I'll call somebody. Nurses Night Out. Sweets from Sweden. High Seas and all that stuff. Wonder what happened to old family movies. You know, like Mickey Rooney and them, Andy Hardy pictures, stuff like that. You know, nobody don't play that stuff no more. Hello? This is Paradise Theater? Yeah. Well, listen, you showing a picture down there called The Nurses Night Out? Well, listen, what are you doing showing that kind of movie in a neighborhood theater? What? It shows what? They are. They do? Well, listen, what time the next one start? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I got to go down and see him before I can condemn him.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.